The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
All trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here for the French President Trump press conference. I will take the questions from the enemy of the people, the press. Go ahead, ask me questions.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo, you're my favorite. Go ahead, Tony Romo.
Thank you, Mr. President. How can you say that we've met the moment and prevailed when we're over 80,000 deaths from COVID-19 and we still have no national testing strategy?
Tony, I was not talking about the virus. I was talking about Manafort. We got him out. Next question.
Mr. President, thank you for calling on me. Hassan Singh Kassam with the Louisville Ledger. I was wondering, you keep saying the phrase Obamagate, but what specifically are you alleging that President Obama has done?
It has been going on for a long time. It's terrible. What he's done is terrible. It never should have happened. He did awful things. Things that should never have been done. And it was disgusting what he did. Totally, totally unconstitutional. Take a look at the Second Amendment. You'll see it. You'll see it right there. What he did. And for people who like puppies and baseball, it is unacceptable. I'm just finding out about a lot of it now. I don't know all of it, but apparently he did some of it with a gate. Next question.
Mr. President. Scarlett Johnson, the Philadelphia Inquirer.
I love the Inquirer! Scarlett, I love the Inquirer! I used to pick the photographs of Hillary Clinton for the cover of the Inquirer. Go ahead, Scarlett. You ask me a question. Scarlett is red, isn't it?
Thank you, Mr. President. Has Vice President Pence decided to stay away from you as a result of his press secretary having tested positive?
Oh, I hope so. I'll tell you something, Scarlett. His press secretary did not really test positive. We just said she did, so Pence would get the fuck away from moi. He's always staring at my butt. I'm not comfortable with him. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. You keep pushing to get our students back in school, but as things stand, wouldn't that put them at a terrible health risk?
You know, you can have more children. Look, if we lose a lot of kids and you still want to have them, our French Donald J. Trump will personally put myself out for stud. But if people are really honest, they would say that they do not like the children. They whine, they're noisy, they're sticky, and their emails with the Russians get into the press. Next question.
A quick follow-up, sir.
Yes, Emmett, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, what if these students bring the virus home from school and one or both parents get sick and die?
There will be deaths. I think the mistake that people make is they become too attached to one another. I have had a number of wives. I have one and then I move on to another. It's fine, I don't miss them. The best way to keep a marriage fresh is to start a fresh marriage. Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. President, Hassan Singh Kassim again with the Louisville Ledger.
Yes, go ahead. I love Louisville. You know the slugger. I love baseball bats, and so do many of my supporters. It brings them to the rallies. It's great. Go ahead.
Exactly what did you mean when you told the Asian American reporter, maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question.
You know what? Everyone has made such a big deal of that. I didn't even know she was Chinese. She had a mask on. I didn't even know she was Chinese. That's why I don't wear a mask. I want people to know I'm white. I didn't know that nasty woman was Chinese until I saw her mince away on her tiny little feet to go eat soup with sticks. Next question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Scarlett Johnson again from the Philadelphia
Inquirer. Hey, Scarlett, good to talk to you again.
What is your reaction to Dr. Fauci's Senate testimony in which he told the Senate that opening up the states too early could cause the virus to spike in such a way that we could not contain it?
I was very surprised. I thought McConnell would have controlled him better. What we do at the White House is we have Fauci stand on a trap door on the floor. We show him how it works ahead of time so he knows. If he says that something I say is not right, I push a button, the floor drops out, and he falls into a tank of boiling radioactive fracking wastewater. Goldfinger, pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Next question.
Mr. President.
Tony Romo, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. You told the medical supply distributors at the warehouse in Pennsylvania that if we didn't have testing, we wouldn't have cases. Can you see, sir, that testing identifies the cases, it doesn't cause the cases, and that with or without testing, we would still have cases of COVID-19?
You know what? Why don't you ask Italy, Tony Roma? Why don't you ask Italy? Why don't you talk to your Mussolini-loving pasta eaters, your gluten-filled mafioso swims with the fishes, greasy Italians? That's it. This press conference is over. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.